Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, your daily business ritual that makes you feel good and gives you what you need with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today's lesson's all about knowing what to spend time on. You have a limited amount of time. How do you know what to spend time on a given day? How do you make sure that you get the right things done and you give the things that are important to you in your business the time it needs? This is so critical because we all have the same amount of time, the same limited amount of time. We may have different skills, different talents, different resources, but time is the same for everybody. So knowing how to spend your time is really the only factor that can change your results. How you spend your time is really what makes the difference. I'm going to get into the details so you know what to spend time on in your business. So let's get down to business. This episode of the $100 MBA Show is brought to you by Just Works. Just Works helps businesses take care of their benefits, payroll, and HR. Running a successful business is hard enough. The thousands of little details can sometimes make you feel completely overwhelmed. Just Works will process your payroll automatically, set up your team's benefits online, and help you save a ton on healthcare. It's just that simple. To find out more, just visit justworks.com/MBA and get 15% off your first year when you sign up with code MBA. Grow your business, not your busy work. Use Just Works. Created by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. One of the hardest things that entrepreneurs go through is knowing how to spend their time. They get up in the morning, they get to work on their business, and often we get caught up in so many different distractions, but we don't really sit down and say, how do I spend my time? What do I dedicate my time on? Whether that's 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day, 10 hours a day, 3 hours a day, it doesn't really matter. You have an allotted amount of time. How you utilize that time will greatly affect your success. Full stop, period. That's it. So you see how important this lesson is. So the first step in knowing how to spend your time is you need to write down with a pen and paper or in a Word doc or an Evernote, you have to write down your priorities. What is a priority in your business? Now remember, in these priorities, you got to remember that in order to have a business, you need to do business. So what is going to contribute to your revenue? So you gotta write down what are these priorities, and to make things easier for you, write down 5 priorities. And I'm taking this from John Maxwell's advice of the rule of 5, but it doesn't have to be 5. We'll talk about later. It could be 3 or 2, but today we're just gonna talk about 5, and then we'll talk about some other alternatives later on. But John Maxwell advises that you have a rule of 5, meaning that every single day you do 5 things that are important to you. And in this case, important to your business. You need to write down what are those 5. You might have 10 things that are important or 20 things that are a priority to you, but you got to cut them down to 5. What are the top 5 priorities that you need to work on? Now, you might be thinking, Omar, can you give me an example so I can know what you're talking about? Let me give you 5 of my own. So 5 things that are really important to me personally in my business that I need to make sure that I do, Omar does, not Nicole, not anybody else on our team. I have to make sure that these 5 are getting done. 1, I'm creating a useful piece of content. Now, that could be a podcast episode, that could be a blog post, that could be something of use for my audience. Content creation is number one. Two, I need to solve a problem, even if it's just one problem. It could be five problems, but I got to solve a problem. That means if somebody has an issue, whether that's an issue in their business or issue with one of the products they have from us and they need help with it, I need to solve a problem. Solve a problem. That's my goal, is to help people and solve problems, be a problem solver. So I got to solve a problem. Number three, I need to help somebody. I need to help somebody in any way. And that could be me being on somebody's podcast and I'm helping them with advice, or I'm helping somebody on social media answering a question. So solving a problem is different. There's a problem existing. I have a problem. Can you solve it for me? I solve it. Helping somebody is just going in and trying to find some place to help. So you have create a piece of content, solve a problem, help somebody, right? Fourth, I need time to think. I need time to plan. I'm the leader of the $100 MBA show. I'm the CEO, or I'm the person that's in charge of the vision. Of course, Nicole is a huge part of that. She's the co-founder. She has a lot of responsibility. So a lot of the times we'll make decisions together. But it's my responsibility to think things through, to think about the future, to think about things to talk about and bring to the table. Say, hey, Nicole, let's talk about this. Like, this is something that I don't really feel 100% about. Let's try to see what do you think? How do we should approach this thing? And that requires time to think. I need time to think. Number four is I need time to think. That's something I need to spend time on, whether that's 30 minutes or an hour or whatever it is. And lastly, number five is I need to learn something. I need to grow as a person, whether that's a podcast episode I listen to or a chapter from a book or a blog post, whatever it is. Number five, I have to learn. In order for me to grow as an entrepreneur, I have to learn. I have to build upon my own skills. So those are my five things. And I need to make sure every day I spend time on those things in any shape or fashion. These are my priorities. Now, what if somebody asks me to do something or there is something that comes up that is not one of those five? Should I do it? I can if I have the time. If I have the time, I'll do it. But if I don't have the time, and I say I have the time, again, we're scheduling time for work and it's not, I'm taking time away from exercise or with family or friends or whatever. But if I have the time, go ahead. If you don't have the time, it's no. And we talked about that in yesterday's episode. No is a complete sentence. If you want to learn more about how to say no, check out yesterday's episode, episode 262. But the point is that you have to prioritize what are the top five things you need to get done every single day. You need to contribute in every single day. And maybe you want to start out with three and not five. Just three things. And you know that if you're doing these three things or these five things, that you know you're doing what you need to do, that you have a sense of accomplishment, that you're progressing. And if you do things consistently every single day and you don't miss out, and John Maxwell recommends you do this no matter what, you're sick, you're tired, or you're on vacation, do these things. And you may just do a little bit of it because maybe you're on vacation and you don't want to spend any time. You just do 5 minutes of each and you got 25 minutes done. But the point is that consistency can really, really help you grow. And it's that momentum that really helps because you're building upon something that you built upon yesterday and upon yesterday. And therefore, you keep growing at a rapid pace, even if it's just a little bit every day. Guys, I got more on this topic. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Just Works. Guys, JustWorks helps businesses take care of their benefits, payroll, and HR. And no one knows entrepreneurs better than they do because they are entrepreneurs themselves. They created JustWorks to help you, the entrepreneur. Nobody starts a business to take care of busy work. I know that. I started a business because I want to create something that's useful in the world. Let JustWorks do all the paperwork for you in your company. JustWorks is an integrated HR and payments platform. And the funny thing is that JustWorks tries to save you money in so many ways. One of them is healthcare. If you're a company that has less than 50 employees, you're probably overpaying for healthcare. JustWorks can save you $200 per employee per month. I mean, they're the only guys in town that are doing this with healthcare. They're giving you healthcare savings. So to take care of your HR needs, just visit justworks.com/MBA. And you can get 15% off your first year if you sign up with our coupon code, which is MBA. And you'll also be showing your support for the show. So grow your business, not your busy work. Use JustWorks, created by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs. Guys, the reason why I'm asking you to write down these five priorities, the things you must do every single day or spend time on every single day, whether that's five or three things, is that if you don't write them down and make them a priority for yourself, somebody else will make a priority for you. What does that mean? If you have no goals, if you have no direction, then whatever anything goes your way will be done. So if somebody sends you an email and say, hey, I need you to do this, you're just going to say yes to that and not really, and go off track and not really have any priorities. And you're not really serving your business. you're serving whatever gets served to you. You need to prioritize. You need to say, this is what's important to me. This is what's important to my business. I need to get these things done in order to be successful. You need to outline these things. Take time. Take 20 minutes right now after this episode and write down your priorities and make sure you're spending time every day on those things. If you're on a ship and you have no coordinates to travel to, if you have no coordinates, you're just leaving the ship in the middle of the ocean, you know, the current's just going to take it anywhere it wants. And you're going to end up somewhere that you don't know how you got there. How did I get here? Because you had no direction. You need to direct your company, direct your business in the way you want it to go. So make sure you write them down and look at them every single day so you know what to focus on every single day. All right, guys, I hope that helps and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'd love to hear your feedback with an iTunes rating and review. Let us know what you think. Give us a star rating. We would love to just know from you what you love about the show, what you're getting out of it. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. Click on that link. The rest is super easy. If you're on your computer, just visit 100mba.net/show. We got directions there to give us an iTunes rating and review. Thank you in advance for that, guys. Guys, I want to remind you that the $100 MBA show, the podcast, is a great resource for you. But we also have some other great resources on our website. If you visit 100mba.net, you can check out all our great blog posts. We have a free course on idea validation, so you make sure you're creating something your customers want. It's a complete video course with a workbook, absolutely free. We also have some ebooks you can download at our guides. We got plenty of stuff for you to check out that are free. You can just check them out. We just want to give you value and earn your trust. So check that out at 100mba.net. All right, guys, I want to leave you with this. I got a little passionate at the end of the episode because I want to see you win. I want to see you guys actually progress. And I want to hear this from you, either an iTunes rating and review or an email or on a tweet. I want to hear from you that, you know, I implemented some of the things you said and it's really affected my business. That's my goal. If I can make you a winner, I can see you successful, I succeed. That's the greatest achievement any teacher can have. So don't forget to communicate to us. Let us know. Tweet at me, at BizRepublic's my Twitter. Let me know what's going on with you. If any of the stuff that we're doing is helpful, and please excuse my enthusiasm. Sometimes it's a little bit too much, but you know, I really want to see you win, and sometimes that kind of shows in my voice. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.